Accounting regulators are proposing a new rule that orders private companies to declare how much money is really in their pension plans. Some studies estimate that up to 70% of corporate pension accounts do not have the cash that they should have. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, first of all, for those folks who have 401k plans or some other method of retirement savings, explain how pensions work.
Well, these are what's called defined benefit pension plans. When you take a job at a company that has one of these plans, there's a formula that tells you exactly how much money is being set aside for your retirement. It's usually based on the number of years you've worked at the company, your pay scale. It's a percentage of your pay. Unlike a 401k plan, you don't manage it. You don't manage a pension account, and you don't actually contribute to it. It's just there for you when you retire, presumably, but of course, that's the issue now, whether the money is going to be there.
Yeah, we've been hearing about these corporate pensions being underfunded. How do they get that way? Is it they just didn't put aside enough money?
Well, kind of. Of course, all this corporate pension money over the years is invested as a pool. It's invested on your behalf as the employee. So a lot of the invested cash reserves took a major hit when the stock market crumbled over the last 3 years. So that's one problem. But actually, the problem that's led to a lot of these recent headlines is a problem of interest rates. Now, for anyone buying a home, getting a loan of some sort, low interest rates are a great thing. But pension plans rely in part on interest income to bring the funds up to the level where they're supposed to be. So if you're going to owe an employee, say, $100 when she retires, and she's 40 right now, to make sure she gets that $100 at age 65, you're going to put aside some money for her right now. The amount you put aside depends on how much interest that's going to earn over the next 25 years. And if interest rates are low, as they are now, the theory is you need to put more cash into the plan. And that is what companies are not doing.
Is Congress going to fix this in some way, Tess? Is this something the government can do?
Well, they'd like to try. There was a lot of talk of pension reform earlier this year, but the chatter has dropped off a bit. And, of course, we're moving into election season next year, so it's probably going to drop off even more. But tomorrow, the Senate is expected to vote on a bill that would, at least for the time being, excuse a lot of U.S. companies from having to backfill their pension plans with cash. And there is word that the House will be taking a look at changing the threshold interest rate that these plans are based on over the next 2 years, which would also aid corporations. And in the Marketplace newsroom today, we're examining the power players of Afghanistan's new economy and the latest from Wall Street.
Thanks very much, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.